PSG's Hideaway. I'm your host, Amber Duran, and today we'll be talking about moral development across cultures. Let's start off by discussing one of the most famous examples of a moral dilemma, the trolley problem. So, in this thought experiment, you see a runaway trolley moving toward five people lying on the tracks. You're standing next to a lever that controls a switch. If you pull the lever, the trolley will be redirected onto a sidetrack, and the five people on the main track will be saved. However, there's a single person lying on the sidetrack. So, you have two options. You can do nothing and allow the trolley to kill the five people on the main track. Or, you can pull the lever, diverting the trolley onto the sidetrack, where it will only kill one person. So, what do you do? In reality, in terms of moral development, it doesn't really matter which option you choose. What matters is why you chose that option. Lawrence Kohlberg used dilemmas like the trolley problem in his studies to come up with what he determined were the six levels of moral development, which he claimed are invariant, sequential, and universal. But given that Kohlberg's studies only focused on males from Chicago, how universal actually are these stages? In 1985, John Snary wondered just that. To find out, he compared the results of 45 different studies done in 27 countries during the 70s and 80s that had used Kohlberg's dilemmas to test moral development. What he found was that people from what were deemed Western or Westernized countries were more likely to be categorized in the higher levels of Kohlberg's model than those from non-Western societies. But this begs the question, is this difference due to cultural differences or a flaw in the measurement system? Well, a study very similar to Snary's done in 2007 looked at 75 studies conducted in 23 countries, which also tested moral development. But, rather than using Kohlberg's dilemmas, they used a questionnaire called the Socio-Moral Reflection Measure Short Form. These questionnaires, rather than asking what individuals would do in some morally ambiguous situation, ask things like, think about a time you made a promise to a friend, or let's say a friend of yours needs help, and you're the only one who can help them. Using these questionnaires, the researchers found no significant differences between moral development of individuals from different cultures. These findings suggest that Kohlberg's theory of universality may still be valid, even if his measurement of testing was somewhat biased. Okay, so we've looked at review studies, and it seems like Kohlberg's levels are valid, but are there still cultural differences in how people progress through these levels? A study done in 2003 asked children in China between the ages of 7 and 15 a version of one of Kohlberg's dilemmas. What they found was that the children progressed through Kohlberg's stages in order as they aged, moving from morality based on outside influences to a more autonomous morality. However, children at earlier stages were not focused so much on themselves, as Kohlberg suggests, but rather on authority figures. This, the researchers believed, made sense in the context of Chinese society, which emphasizes the importance of familial ties and cross-generational relationships more than American society does. So it seems that maybe culture does play a role in moral development, but what if we look at an extreme example of cultural influence, like the effect of war on child's moral development? In 2008, a study was published that looked at the moral development of children and adolescents in an extremely impoverished area of Colombia who had been exposed to violence, either as witness or victim, as a result of the Colombian Civil War. Rather than using either the Kohlberg dilemmas or the moral questionnaire previously mentioned, researchers asked these kids a series of questions about one of three situations. The three situations were all very similar, based on the premise of an adolescent who is walking home and thinking about stealing a bike. In the first situation, he plans to steal a bike simply because he wants it. In the second, he plans to steal it because he needs a bike in order to make money as a newspaper deliverer, in order to feed his younger siblings. In the third, he plans to steal the bike as revenge because he knows the person who owns the bike hurt his father. For each of these situations, the kids were asked things like, what do you think he's going to do, and is it okay for him to take the bike? Most kids said it was not okay to steal in any situation, although 20% did say stealing would be okay in the revenge situation. Ultimately, this study shows that despite growing up in such extreme conditions, these kids didn't show any moral disorientation, but still held similar values to those we would expect in other children around their ages. So, overall, it looks like despite cultural differences, most people progress through Kohlberg stages, as this theory predicts. But, with current data at least, it's hard to say how much cultural influences impact an individual's moral development, particularly in childhood and adolescence.